Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's a Friday, and that means it's time to relax with Michael Flax. And today you look particularly relaxed because you had a good night's sleep last night, right?
I did not have a good night's sleep last night. Went out. Oh, sorry, getting a phone call.
Who's calling you?
Then off. My parents phone me at like the worst times, eh?
Your parents always phone you during relax. It's Flax.
God, my mom doesn't even know, like, I even work here probably. she probably doesn't even know about relax. It's Flax. Like, she phones me as the show starts, or my dad will phone during work hours, or like they'll phone at the worst times.
But now that you've moved out, you probably speak to them on the phone a hell of a lot more.
Sort of. I mean, speak when, and then we meet like once a week. There's sort of like things in place that you have to do. It was like put in place that if you're moving out of the house, then you got to see us like twice a week, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Because they're still funding a large part of your life.
I wish you could do something where like a phone call won't go through at times you don't want the phone call to go through without switching your phone off, without having like all.
Well, you could just put your phone on airplane mode.
But I still want to go on like Twitter and that.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sure there's an app for that.
Listen, they phone in and it just goes, sorry, Michael can't really take calls right now. Please press 1 if you'd like him to phone you back, or please press 2 if you don't want him to phone you back.
Bro, there's still 6 months left of the year. You can take it to Silicon Valley and make a million. Wait, I was speaking about your sleep last night. What happened last night?
Oh, so I went to Anthea Gardner's place at Cartesian Capital.
Okay, not her house.
No. Where she works is so cool. On the roof, they got like putting greens and stuff like that. There's like a helipad next door. This one dude like flies in on his helicopter.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like a completely different world. It's legit like straight out of Suits.
And you were doing a sympathy sleeper.
Yeah. So they all slept on their roof and there was food, there was drinks, there was heaters, blankets, everything like that. How was yours?
Very cool. I didn't sleep out. I popped past the Cliff Central Sympathy Sleep Out at Summer Place, which was very, very cool. And we roasted marshmallows, which I haven't done for a long time. And I sort of ate quite a few. It was a good vibe. Everyone huddled around the fire. I know Peshida from the Gareth Cliff Show, she literally slept out and then came straight to work.
Yeah, she came straight to work. I think she had like an hour's sleep.
It's a level. It's crazy. But I was cold. Like, I got into my car after having been out there for 2 hours and I was cold.
Must have been like 1 degrees.
It was cold.
Especially this week. This is like the coldest week. I mean,
so cold.
We've had tornadoes. What else have we had? We've had hail. Like, when last did we have hail?
It's been rough out here. But listen, they raised, what, 31 million rand?
Yeah, that's very good.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even look at the criticism of it because I'm like, 31 million rand versus your criticism. Just like, you know.
Yes, it's a lot of money, 31
million
rand. Yeah,
it's ridiculous amount of money for charity. It's going to change people's lives. I don't care how they raise 31 million rand for charity.
It's probably more than 31 million because people also donated like blankets and stuff, and you like have to add in the value of that.
Huge. Super impressive. Okay, so it is this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. The usual suspects seem to be popping up again and again. Let's kick it off with Drake and Kanye.
Did you see? So I don't know if you went to Drake's concert when he was here.
No, I didn't.
So when Drake was here, his concert was on the same night as Lil Wayne. So you had to pick between Drake or Lil Wayne. I initially had Drake tickets and then I had to pick a side. I sort of like felt like I had to pick between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go to Lil Wayne. But then on his second night of Lil Wayne's concert, Drake appeared.
Yeah.
So I was like, are you actually effing joking? So two nights ago, Drake had a concert and Kanye West appeared.
So cool.
And before he sung his song, Famous, he goes, I'm so happy my wife has Snapchat. And then he just starts that song.
Because so the whole Kanye West, Taylor Swift thing. Yeah.
Ultimate shade.
Drake likes surprising people, though. A couple of months ago at the Brit Awards when Rihanna was performing, Drake came out.
They dating, eh? I'm telling
you. Yeah, they definitely are.
They can deny it, but they are 100%
dating. And they look like they have sex every hour.
Yeah, on the hour.
On the hour. And yeah, that's just levels, those two.
But I rate it must be like hard to date when you're a celebrity because of the amount you travel.
But they can travel together and make their plans coincide and
yeah, but
do
what
cool
happens
things?
If like Rihanna has a video shoot in Barbados while Drake is in Toronto busy filming?
Fly him out. It's actually a great way to work a relationship because it's like you get a couple of hours with a person a week, Not too much, not too little, just enough. If you want to see them more, you cancel your tour, you go on tour with them. It's a great lifestyle. No one has any reason to complain if they're Drake and Rihanna.
But like, what happens when you're on set for like 3 months and you're just in the same place and it might be a remote place?
You take them with you. I have no like sort of sympathy towards these people.
I know. I think it's tough dating a celebrity.
Well,
and then you have to read all the stuff they say about them online. I mean, you could be on Google, next minute it's like your girlfriend posts a nude photo. Or
yeah, but they know it's all bullshit.
Or what happens if someone says they're about to leak like a porno, what they called?
Sex tape.
Sex tape. They're about to leak a sex tape of your girlfriend. And then you're like, are you effing joking?
I promise you, these are the things that come with being a celebrity. But overall, I can't imagine it's that bad. Let's talk Calvin Harris.
So I don't know if you remember, like, I think it was last week, J-Lo had her birthday, like her big birthday bash, and everyone went down to see her concert. There was Kim was there. Who else was there? I know Calvin was there.
I'm sure if Calvin was there, Taylor Swift wasn't there.
No, Taylor Swift wasn't there. But it was like all like your big time celebrities. And basically, Calvin said there was like rumors that Calvin was going to do a collab with like Kanye West. And then Calvin's like, no, I'm not going to do a collab with Kanye West, because that would have been like ultimate shade in Taylor's face.
Yeah.
Like that would have, honestly, that's the dagger to the dagger to the throat or something like that.
Yeah.
That would have destroyed her.
But how does J-Lo fit into this picture?
I don't understand how they're all friends with her. Like in this photo, it was like big time celebrities.
I think J-Lo is just like an icon. They probably thought it would be a cool thing to go down for her birthday. J-Lo is levels. She's been around for so long.
Jenny from the block.
Unbelievable performer.
She's an actor. She's a musician.
She's everything.
She does everything.
She's very talented. Yeah, maybe Kim thought it would rub off on her.
You know, I've seen like with all these celebrity concerts, like you'd expect they get front row and stuff like that. They really don't. You know where they stand and sit? You know, like half, like in the middle of a concert, you have that dude who does like the sound and stuff, and he has like a box there. They there.
But that's the best view.
How?
It just is the best view.
Wouldn't you want to be up front and center?
No, not necessarily. Well, listen, I think you can sort of choose. So like I know at Coachella, there's the big sound and lighting box, which has a great view of everything. And then you feel like you're more part of the crowd. Or just before the public are able to stand, there's like an area. It's probably about 5-6 meters wide of just grass before the sort of barriers to the other people are there. And if you're a celebrity, you can just sort of wander in there, like where the photographers would go to capture what's happening on the stage. And then the celebrities kind of go either into the sound and lighting box, which I actually think is the coolest space to be.
I guess it's in the middle.
It's like backstage. Like it's like whatever. Or you can sort of go right into the front there.
I would rather be right in the front or even on the stage, like on the side. Actually, I don't know if I'd like to be on the side.
I think sound and lighting box is cool. Yeah, I dig that.
I remember back in school, we had sound and lighting.
Salt.
Yeah. How do you remember that?
Because all King Davids are the same.
Sound and lighting team, SALT. There was an acronym for it.
That's it,
And you'd control all the assemblies. Like you'd control the mics, you'd control this, you'd control the lights. And then if there was a play, you'd control the spotlight and stuff
That's
like
it.
That.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to be on sound and lighting, like, you'd get out of like everything. You'd be in class and you'd be like, sorry, we got to go set up a sound and lighting for this or that.
And off you would go. I remember that as well. So Flax and I both went to King David, different ones, which is a Jewish day school, which is debatable whether that's good for you in the long run or not, to just be surrounded by Jews, but it is what it is. And sound and lighting, yeah, like you said, the kids used to run the audiovisual component of everything.
We had even a thing called security. So like when everyone was in assembly, we'd walk around and just, I don't know what
the
hell we
that's
did.
That's bullshit. Security, but, are you joking?
Yeah, so we'd walk around and we'd just walk around the school.
That's bullshit.
And it was so much fun because you got to get out of assembly. And we did other stuff then. Like we'd do work that we never did, or we'll just chill, we'll kick it. And like half the time, like teachers would try catch us to see if we were actually doing what we were supposed to do, like walking around the school. And we'd just be like chilling in one corner, everyone just on their phones.
Ah, oh, those were the good days, huh?
Back in school, we would do anything to get out of everything.
I wonder if we could try that, yeah. I'm going to try that for the next Cliff Central operations meeting and say I'm doing security and see what they say.
Next time there's a staff meeting. No, guys, let me just
hold
security outside. But let me do sound and lighting.
Let's shift gears for a second. Talk Beyonce. What's up?
I she went on a tour, her formation tour, whatever. And you know, it like stopped in Paris.
Yes.
You know how much she spent a night for her hotel, which was only one bedroom. It was very close to the Eiffel Tower. Mm. But still, how do these people afford $19,000 a night?
So easily.
How much is that in rands? Let me get my calculator. What is the exchange rate?
Like 15 rand or something, isn't it? Probably about 350,000.
Okay, 19, 1, 2, 3 times. Let's take it at 16 rand just to be safe. 304,000 rand a night. Imagine paying 304,000 rand a night.
It's ridiculous.
Like, who's got that kind of money?
Beyonce
does.
This
is another, like, league.
Yeah, but she's the biggest superstar in the world. I'm surprised they didn't just give her the room.
When we go on holiday, like, I love to stay in hostels. Have you ever stayed in a hostel?
I have stayed in a hostel.
Where?
In Thailand, I've done the hostel thing. And then I remember waking up one morning in a hostel in Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai.
Some guy's leg, like, just in the... Really? Hanging out. It was very odd. It was a weird experience.
But it's so nice. Like, it's sort of like a new family, every different hostel. And the people at the hostel cook for you.
It's very personality based.
What do you mean?
Like, some people are going to like that and some people are not going to like that.
I love hostels.
You dug it.
Which hostels have I been to? When I went to Israel, I stayed in a hostel on my own. I didn't even go with a friend. I made so many friends there. Every night we went out clubbing, partying. We'd come back. We'd all chill. We'd do dinner together, stuff like that.
It's a good strat.
I find the fridge thing a bit awkward. Like, you got to label your stuff in the fridge.
Just, I didn't stay there that long.
And then when I just went on my boys' trip in December, where did we stay? Actually, every single spot we stayed at, oh, I lie, besides for the South Coast, like when we went to like Hog's Back and we went to all those different places, how am I not remembering the names? Hog's Back, what's the other one?
Just, I don't know. Ah. But it was a hostel vibe.
Yeah, hostel vibe. They cook for you. You make friends. You all party together. You meet people from around the world.
Yeah, listen, it's an affordable way to travel as well, but you got to be social and you got to like meeting new people.
I'm staying in a hostel when I go to Italy next month.
Oh, very cool.
And so I'm staying in a hostel for a few days.
Nice.
And it's the number one hostel in Italy.
Fantastic.
Like, apparently it's a hostel and under the hostel is a bar. And just the reviews are insane.
Yeah, if you do enough research, because, I mean, it can be quite a surprising experience if you arrive at a place. But if it's got good reviews, it should be fine.
I know. I just don't see the point in staying in a hotel.
Yeah, like, bed is a bed.
I mean, you go back to your hotel, you go to your room, and then you watch TV. Would you not rather go back to your hotel, aka hostel, and there be people there and you chat and maybe you play table tennis with them or something like
it's
that?
It's stages of life, bro. It's stages
hotels
of life.
Hotels are so lonely. They feel like... People
families.
Are like depressed.
Okay. That's
no,
a
go
big
to hostels.
Statement. Okay. Flax is he's the hostel guy.
Why do you want to be alone in a hotel?
We should send you to different hostels around the world. I think that'd be a good strat.
Like a hostel trip.
I'm going to speak to producer Kat. I'm sure she can make it happen.
Like, we're still supposed to get those kittens and
puppies. We'll put it on the list.
You
okay.
know, one day, you think I'm joking, but I'm going to put tortoises on the studio floor and we're going to do the show and we're going to just watch these tortoises move and it's going to be the most relaxing thing ever.
Okay, just tell everyone because we do have these swivel chairs.
No, we'll have to sit on the floor or something with the tortoises.
Yes, good. Yeah, I don't want people knocking tortoises out. Okay, what else, dude?
Okay, so apparently we've been charging our phones wrong. How do you charge your phone?
Well, I plug the charger in.
No, but like when do you do it?
At night.
Trust me, you've got into like a routine, right?
Yes, yeah.
So you
look, and now I'm charging my phone on a power bank because I didn't charge it overnight last night.
Why?
Because I just thought it had enough battery and I didn't want to be on my phone last night before I went to sleep. So I was like, let me punish myself by not plugging it into charge so that the alarm still works to wake me up in the morning. It was quite a complicated thought process.
Yeah, that is very complicated.
Yeah. I plug it in next to my bed and I charge it overnight, which I know is probably bad for the battery to charge it for like 10 hours.
Do you not get scared that you're sleeping too close to your phone or anything?
No. Whatever. I can get knocked over by a bus tomorrow, so... That stuff doesn't... I know there's a whole cancer worry. The only thing that worries me is having my phone in my pocket sometimes.
Really?
Because they say that it's by your penis, it could be potentially very harmful
your balls.
To you. Yes.
So, someone did the studies on how to charge your phone. And most people will charge their phone overnight, like you plug it in, go to sleep. And some people will wait for the phone to get to like 0% and then charge it till 100. Apparently, if you want to, like if you go your day and you charge your phone in short bursts, like you put 10% battery in here now, 10% later, it's not bad for the battery. It's perfectly fine. The problem is when you charge it to like 100%.
Yeah.
And then you leave it in it. Like it sort of sends currents through the battery and it just deteriorates the battery.
I can imagine how that would happen. Yeah.
Also, apparently when you charge it and you have your cover on, like it destroys the battery because it's going to make your phone much hotter.
Oh.
I don't know if your phone heats up.
Really just stuffing this up nicely, am I?
Yeah, you got it in a cover, probably charged it way past 100%.
Overnight, yeah.
So from now on, I'm probably going to be charging my phone at different hours and then just leave it. So as soon as I go to bed, it will be on 100% and I don't charge it overnight. Otherwise, I wish there was like a sort of an alert. Wait, no, I lie. Apple does have an alert. Have you ever noticed your alert comes, your phone is sufficiently charged or something like that?
Yeah, well, I've got the thing on my iPhone where it says you can now switch to energy saving mode.
Yeah.
So then it does that. But I mean, and then it comes out of that or goes back into that depending on where the battery's at. And then at night, 10 o'clock, automatically my phone adjusts and turns the resolution right down to like the bare minimum. And then it reworks it up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Isn't that... Yeah, that's the night mode thingy. Yeah, I've got that. So, because I want to try like ease into sleep. Like when I go to bed, I'll turn off the lights in the room and I'll put on like a night lamp.
Yeah.
So that it's not like bright lights in the room. I try ease myself into a nice gentle sleep at night.
I dig that.
I started doing chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea. How long have you been doing it for?
About 4 days.
Okay.
What?
Because last week the thing that you'd started was... What is it? Meal prep.
Yeah, I still do the meal prep.
Okay, I see you have a giant bag at the office.
I told you I was getting a giant bag. This thing is like, it looks like a school totem suitcase thingy. What are those things we used to wear?
Yes. Yeah, they were totem. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So what I eat in a day, I'll have my breakfast, which is probably oats and then a scoop of protein because I have my carbs in the morning.
Mm.
Then I'll have a mid-morning snack, which will be a fruit. Then I'll have lunch, which will be like maybe 2 burger patties and a salad. Then after that, I'll have my mid-afternoon snack, which will be mostly nuts. Then I'll have dinner, and then I'll have my chamomile tea. But I'll always drink green tea between each meal.
This is wildly healthy.
It is very healthy. And the reason why I have to drink chamomile tea is because I have so much energy at night now.
Mm.
I'm going to gym, and straight after gym, I feel so alive.
Yeah, that is the problem about gymming at night, is that then you get a lot of energy.
And I'm at the point where I'm like craving gym. Like if I don't go, I'm proper like upset.
Well, that's good. That's a good point to be at.
Like it's just the endorphins.
Summer bodies are made
it,
in winter. It's fantastic.
And what a great transition into my next story about pizza.
Tell me.
So
yeah, because you tweet that you eat pizza in the parking lot at gym.
I eat so much pizza. It's ridiculous. I'm addicted to pizza and Nando's.
What's your favorite pizza?
It depends on the day. Like if I... It really depends, because some days I'll go for like mushrooms, just mushrooms, like if I want sort of a savory taste. But then if I want a bit sweeter, then I'll go with mushrooms and I'll add on avo. And it's a completely different experience.
Very adventurous of you. Yeah.
What do you have?
Just margarita.
Why?
Always. I don't know. I've just always loved that. That's my favorite.
No. Oh, where's your favorite pizza place?
Oh, I feel embarrassed to say this. It's a toss up between Pizza Perfect. And Romans. I really like Romans.
Really?
It's so good.
A lot of people I've met have said they love Romans. And I'm like, it's not somewhere that's like everywhere. So you rarely have it.
Literally Romans though, and shout out to them, but I'm about to knock what they do for people that don't want to get fat. But you take it off and you can see the oil literally drips through the box.
Hey.
But it's so good. It's like such a guilty pleasure. It's like if I'm feeling like, and I just want to sit and watch like a movie or sit and watch a TV series, I'll get that. I'll get a 2-liter Coke and I'll guzzle the shit out of it. And Romans, you always buy one pizza and get one free.
Yeah.
So by the time you're done, you basically just roll out of your house.
I think I'm going to get a pizza later.
It's overwhelming.
Like there's saliva and everything going on in my
mouth. So good. Okay. So what are we talking about?
So when you don't finish your pizza, how do you reheat it? And I'm telling you, you've probably been doing it the wrong way.
I don't, because I have an OCD about reheating food.
Really?
Yeah.
Like nothing?
Well...
Like pasta?
No.
A burger?
No, I don't like reheating stuff in the microwave that's already been cooked.
Don't you believe in microwaves?
No, I mean, microwaves are fine because I make oats in the microwave. I make loads of stuff in the microwave. But, well, just oats in the microwave. But I don't know. I just don't like reheating food.
I don't understand people that make eggs in the microwave, that make scrambled eggs.
Oh, that, like, I don't know.
No,
how the hell do you do
so,
that?
No, that is so, like, yucky. Uh-uh. No, I don't even I'll know never you could do that. So, this is how you reheat a pizza the next day.
Not in the microwave.
That's, not in the microwave.
No, yeah.
You actually get a pan.
Mm.
You take the cold pizza, you put it on medium heat pan. So that's step one. I'm going to read you step by step. Step two, cook 2 minutes or until bottom is crispy.
You don't put any oil or anything?
No, no oil, nothing.
Okay, just the bread. Okay.
I think because the pizza's got its own oil, so it will cook in its own oil. Step three, place 2 drops of water into the hot pan away from the pizza. So, because now you want moisture. Because when you put it in the microwave, different parts get hot, some parts get soggy. So now you cover it with a skillet. You know what a skillet or
no.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. But it's basically a pot, the lid for a pot.
Okay, cool, yeah.
So you let that go for 1 minute and now that's building up moisture and heat inside. And then afterwards, after 1 minute, you're ready to eat your pizza. You'll find that you'll have a moist crust, but a crispy bottom and all the cheese is melted.
That's fantastic because usually people just put it into the oven.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then, like, you never know what you're going to get. It might come out hard and chewy. I'm really going to try this because I'm getting a pizza after this.
Yeah, and if you're going to get from Romans, you're going to have more than one.
Yeah, I get 2 pizzas, each one tomorrow. But I'm going away this weekend.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm going to – I don't know what it is to be exactly because it's in Pretoria. It was pitched to me that it's a safari resort. So I'm going with about 8 friends. And they said that the Big Five isn't there, but, like, there's other things there. And then I'm going to go partying in Pretoria.
Very cool.
So I don't know where there is to party in Pretoria.
So there's plenty of places.
Aren't they very like chilled, like the clubs in Pretoria that you don't have to, like in Joburg, you have to wear smart shoes, collared shirt.
Even in Joburg, that's like a...
I heard Pretoria, you can go in like whatever, it's casual.
Yeah, so you can go in flip-flops in Pretoria. It's very, very chilled out in Pretoria. What time is your flight?
No flight, it's in Pretoria. Oh, is that a joke?
It always feels like another province to me, Pretoria.
It's an hour and a half drive. I know that.
I know. It's just, yeah. But then again, like I haven't been on highway since they started ETOL. So no, maybe not.
I can't believe it. Like, how do you get to places?
The only one that I can go on is the M1 North, I think it is. And that's the only one that I ever really need.
What happens if you go to Durban or something?
No, well, I would never drive to Durban.
What happens if you're going to Mozambique?
Can't you fly there as well?
Yeah, I guess you could, but it's always nice to have a car.
Nah, bro. Nah.
You must go down in history as like the only person in South Africa never to have gone through an ETOL.
Yes.
Trust me, there is no one that has not. I drive through 6 ETOLs on my way to work, 6 ETOLs back.
But it's quite easy because I just also can put onto my Google Maps avoid tolls and then it just reroutes it.
Does it have ETOLs on Google Maps?
Yeah,
so?
It takes longer. Everything is on Google Maps. Like I don't even, sometimes when I'm coming to work, even though I know the route, I put it onto Google Maps because Google Maps is so good at if a traffic light is out or something.
When I leave work, I use Waze, not because I don't know how to get home, but because if there is a traffic jam or there's a
you
car accident on the highway, I want to know to avoid it. So I never
it's
sit
amazing.
In traffic.
This technology is unbelievable. It's just, it's the best thing ever.
It's genius.
What else, dude?
Are you playing Pokemon by any chance?
No.
Still not on it.
No. How are you doing with it?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm on, I think, level 5.5.
We had a yesterday in the America report with Peter Westwood. He was telling us about a guy in the States who from Brooklyn who has caught all the Pokemon that you can catch in America.
Yeah.
And he's now been sponsored by this travel company to catch all the Pokemon that there are in the world.
Really?
So they're going to fly him around the world to try and catch whatever's missing from his portfolio.
So he'll leave his job now and then he'll go travel around the world until Pokemon's no longer cool and then he's jobless.
Well, I mean, it's
not
one,
well
no,
thought
I,
out.
I think it's fucking awesome that he's
no,
doing
it's cool,
yeah,
but
it's very
not,
cool.
Would you leave your job to go travel and catch Pokemon?
I would definitely leave it to go travel, and if that meant I had to catch Pokemon, then yeah, whatever.
When is your next travel trip?
I don't know. I'm like debating at the moment.
Where do you want
to
go?
I may go to a birthday in Bali at the end of the year, but I'm debating.
Bali, is that like all those pictures where you see those like the hotels on the water?
Yes, it's well, that's Bali, or maybe you think of Bora Bora.
Yeah, Bora Bora is where Bora, I'm thinking of.
Bora Bora is literally so expensive, though, and you have to fly like hours and hours and hours to get there, even though it looks amazing. But Bali is like spiritual.
Apparently,
so
there's like a similar to Bora Bora in Mozambique, a place you can go stay at, and the things on the water.
A beach is a beach, and you can put stilts on the beach and build a house. It's the way it is.
They were actually telling me, we discussed it at dinner the other night, and my friends were telling me that this place in Mozambique, so if you want to get to your hotel room, because it's on the water on stilts and it's high tide, you've got to swim to your hotel room.
That's cool.
And not when you have like a phone and stuff.
Or hang on.
Low tide, though, you can walk.
That's very,
That is the life I want to live. I want to learn to surf. I want to grow my hair long. I want it to like change color into like blonde. I want to get blue eyes. And I want to get like those board shorts where like just the back crack of your ass shows a tiny little bit, which is like perfect amount before it's like full frontal nudity, and then just live that life and be like sandy in my toes and stuff like that.
This is a really great strategy.
Yes, sis. I painted that picture well.
Yeah, you painted a very good picture there. How are you going to pay for this?
You know, it's not really expensive to be a surfer.
Have you done the surfing lessons thing?
Yeah, I nearly died.
Really? It looks very hard. Sis.
To paddle out takes so much energy.
Really?
And then you've now exerted all this energy to paddle out, and now they want you to use more energy to get on the board. Mm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, but you do realize that what you just said contradicts your vision of your future self.
It does. Well, obviously, a lot of things contradict it. I can't get my hair blonde naturally. I can't get my eyes blue.
Well, no, you could do both of those things. You get contacts and dye your hair.
You see, I want it to be with no effort. Like, surfer dudes don't put in effort to anything.
Oh, you'd just be surprised.
Like, what's that? Jay Alvarez or Alvatraz? What's
Alvarez,
his name?
Alvarez, yeah.
Jay Alvarez. That dude's just, he's just so chilled.
I don't want to go down that train. That's going to make me depressed speaking about him living his best life.
He has the best life for sure.
Give me one final story, Flax.
Oh, wait, I hadn't even finished the story. We went way off track.
Yes, were we even speaking about?
There's new sex toys. It's called Pokemon.
Oh.
So they're trying to like make sex toys cool again. So it's obviously like dildos and vibrators and stuff in the shape of Pokemon to appeal to like the more nerdy adult type.
How so you put a Pikachu up your...
Up your choo-choo.
Yeah, put a Pikachu and then... that's awesome.
Or you can put a... What else is would have a, like a weird connotation?
Yeah, like a Blastoise, Squirtle.
A Squirtle. Oh my God, just Squirtled.
Yeah, what do you think the Squirtle could make you?
It would probably be a dildo. Squirtle.
Squirtle make you...
where are you going with
this? No, I actually don't know where I'm going with this. there's 100 Pokemon sex toys. That's awesome.
No, I don't see this working out. There's one, it's not called a Pikachu, it's called a Picky. There's a Bulby, there's a Charmy, a slightly thinner vibrator.
There's
a Squirty for anal.
The Pokemon words actually like are very similar to sexual words, like a Bulba, a Bulby.
Let me pull up my Pokemon and
a
see.
A Squirtle, Squirt. Like... There's a,
Oh no, it's got to load.
What are you pulling up, Pokemon?
Yeah, I wanted to pull up my Pokemon and see what I've caught and then like sort of take the words and make it dirty. Here, I got them. Dugtrio. I don't know. Bellsprout?
Yeah,
I can't change that. No, epic fail at trying to make words dirty.
Let's turn this all around. Let's wrap it up. One final piece of information very quickly that you have to share this week.
Yesterday, in 1 hour, that is 60 minutes, Mark Zuckerberg made $3.4 billion.
That's ridiculous. How the hell did he do that?
So they released the second quarter earnings for Facebook, and they were higher than expected.
Huh.
So he just made, it says here Facebook stock rose a nice 6.5%, and Mark Zuckerberg just made casual $3.4 billion, taking his net worth to $56.7 billion. Must be nice, eh?
Ridiculous.
I want a billion. That's what all I want. I'll be happy with a billion.
You see, that's what you say, and then you want
to. He's got nearly 57 of those.
Lives his best life. I have heard, though, that if people follow you on social media, there's a good chance they'll become richer.
What?
That's just what I've heard.
If people follow you on social media.
Yeah. No, you.
Follow me on social media. Oh, yes. You can follow me on social media. What a nice transition. You can follow me on social media at Michael Flax on Twitter. MICHAELFLAX. At Michael Flax on Instagram. At Michael Flax on Facebook. What else do I have? Snapchat. Yeah, I'll probably be Snapchatting my boys' weekend.
Fantastic.
Mike Flax.
Well, last week, I never read it, but we got that message on WeChat saying that... the week before last, that you always say you're going to Snapchat a lot, but you don't.
I know, I'm going to start though.
Okay.
There
you go, Woody.
I just Snapchatted now, something with Kasper Rasper. You got to go check that out.
I'm going to check it out just now. All right, that there is this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. The final thing though is Flax giving you one sentence. It is the question that he wants you to ask yourself before you go to sleep at night. What is it?
What is it? Oh. Before you go to sleep at night, just ask yourself, what did I have for dinner? I don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know what to come up with.
Power. There you go. That's all you needed
to
do.
That is not power. That's unpower.
That there is this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.